Our scripture today is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 1 to 20. Now let's pray before we start reading this. Lord, we thank you for a chance to read your word together. We ask you, Lord, that you lead and guide our hearts and minds as we hear what it is that you have for us. And we pray, Lord, that the reading and the expounding of the word all are used for your glory. That we hear your words and your love, and anything not from you is forgotten. But Lord, we ask you that those things from you change us, mold us, challenge us. Whatever it is that you desire them to do, we pray they do. We thank you for all your love. And we trust you always. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 20. Hear now God's word. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli, and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down. And if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the door of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli, but Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's for you. I've made it no mystery, should be no mystery anyway, that I love the Bible. There's a lot in it to love. A lot of good things are said in it, and there's a lot of good themes within it. You look in the Bible, and you'll find many themes that start from Genesis, go all the way to Revelation. Different, similar things pop up all over the text. One of those themes, which I think is the most important, is God with us. God with us, you'll find throughout the entire Bible how God is with us every step of the way. But another theme that keeps popping up is the theme of calling. God calls so many people. In the Bible, from all the way from Genesis to Revelation, God continually calls people to do work on God's behalf. You look at Abraham. Well, first you look at Noah. God called Noah to make an ark. Abraham, God called Abraham to go to foreign land. God called Joseph to prepare Egypt for Israel to come. God called Moses to bring the people out of Egypt. God called Elijah, Elisha, and Jeremiah, and many others to be prophets. God called Joseph and Mary to be Jesus' earthly parents. God called the 12 disciples, etc., etc., so on and so forth. So many different callings found in the Bible. And all the stories teach us something different about God and about God's desire for us. So we look at Samuel's calling today, a very particular calling. I guess before we get into that, we got to talk very briefly, what is calling? Calling can be defined in different ways. One way to define a calling is, it's kind of a cute way, it's not my way. It's not mine. It's where your passion and God's love intersect. If you're passionate about being with people, God's love may call you to do a particular thing about being with people. It's where they intersect. That could be your calling. Put simply, a calling is when God calls us to do a particular thing. That particular thing can be a lifelong pursuit. It could be a career. It could even be a temporary thing. It could be something that lasts a few years, a few months. It could last one moment. God's calling us to do all kinds of things at different points in our life because God had created us to do those things. People can't do what you can do like you can do it. And God uses that for God's glory. Samuel's calling is he was a young boy. We're talking possibly early teens or just right before that, 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there. Young boy, he's working for Eli. His mom promised him to the temple, so Eli's been his father figure for quite a number of years. Samuel's sleeping in the temple along with Eli, and Samuel hears a voice calling his name, Samuel. Samuel jumps up, runs to Eli because who else would be calling his name? Eli says, go to bed. It wasn't me. Three times this happened, and then Eli figures out what's going on. And this is an important part about calling. Sometimes when God calls us, we don't understand the call. Sometimes when God calls us, we don't even always understand that we are being called. Have you ever had a moment in your life when someone came up to you and said, hey, did you know that you're really good at this? Whatever that might be. And then it wasn't until that moment and that you thought about it and realized, hey, you know what? I am kind of good at that. Or I would be good at that. God uses other people to help direct us with our calling. Eli in this story acts like a mentor to Samuel. Eli is exactly what Samuel needs in this very moment. And the interesting thing we'll learn about Eli is that Eli is not perfect. He has issues. He's not that great of a father. And he wasn't very good at helping to keep his sons accountable. Eli's not what we would look at a mentor, a person to look up to and say, they got all their stuff together. But Eli was exactly what Samuel needed in this very moment. Truth is, sometimes those people who help guide us aren't perfect, but God uses them for us. God helps to lead us through them and with them. Eli helps to show Samuel that God's calling him and says to him, when God calls you again, answer, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so he does. And God says to him, See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. And our scripture ends. At least in the lectionary reading, there's a primary and a secondary verse. The primary scripture is 1 to 11. And then it offers 12 to the end as kind of an option. If we stopped at 1 to 11, this would be enough. God calls us. And sometimes we don't understand that calling, and we need someone in our lives to tell us what that is, to lead us to the right path, to help us see our calling and help to recognize what it is. Could be enough. But the story goes on. And the thing that God called Samuel to do for his very first prophetic moment was to speak a prophecy against his own caregiver, against his own father, against one who acted as a father in his life, to tell him that Eli's family is going to end, that their family line is going to be punished for the sins that they had done. It says here in the scripture, Samuel lay there until morning. I don't imagine he slept very much. It says that he opened the door of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. The person who helped them understand what its calling was, he had to speak that against him. I have played video games in my life since I was 9. I mean, I practically cut my teeth on them. And I've learned a lot of things about the way games are made. Most games, when they're made, there's a learning curve. You know, when you play board games, someone teaches you how to play. When you play video games, there's not always a manual. Sometimes the manual is within the game itself. And so they have to show you how to jump, how to slide, how to whatever the game is about. And so it starts off with the first few levels are super, super easy. You know, you can do them. It's just all about learning. And then they introduce certain aspects of the game as each level is unfolded. New things come to light, new strategies, and the game starts getting more and more and more complicated. Where then at the very last level, it's got everything. It's throwing everything at you, and it's super, super hard at that point. Well, I wish life was like that. You know, where it starts off real easy, but it doesn't always do that. God's first calling in our lives sometimes isn't the easiest one. Sometimes it's one of the most difficult. And for Samuel, so have you ever watched those YouTube videos where they take a baby and they throw them in a swimming pool? Sometimes I feel like that's what calling is like. It's just like sink or swim. That's our choice. Now, babies have an uncanny knack for swimming. Who knew? Hopefully the person who threw the baby in the pool. But it worked. But Samuel's afraid. He doesn't know. He doesn't want to do this. But again, let's remember that Eli is a mentor to him and continues to mentor him even in this moment when Eli might have the understanding that what God told Samuel was not easy, but extremely difficult. Eli encourages Samuel to share the message to Eli in its entirety. And I love the way that he encouraged him to do it. What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you. So with that encouragement, Samuel shared the message. He became a prophet in that moment, and he spoke the word of God to Eli, the very difficult word of God. Samuel, Eli's response was measured. It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. Samuel took his first step with Eli helping him along the way, as difficult as it was. And as Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The truth is this, all of us, everyone here, is being called by God to do a particular thing that only you can do the way that you do it. But those callings, though personal, are not private. Those callings are always a calling to go into the community, to be in relationship with another. Sometimes that other is a lot of people. Sometimes that other is one person. But God is always calling us out. The figures that we saw on the children's message, Harriet Tubman, Fanny Crosby, Martin Luther King, were all called to something particular that only they could do in the way they could do it. They answered that call, and millions of people's lives were changed because of it. I pray that we are a church, that we are a people who hear God's call, and we listen. Excuse me. And we answer. And we do it. So that God's love might be shared with all those who God is calling us to. It's not easy. But this church, this part of the church, is full of mentors who can encourage us, who can help us, and who could put us on the right path in the name of Christ. Leave you with this benediction from Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Lord, we trust in you, and we pray we do so now and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord goes with you now and forever. Amen and amen.